Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Time to feed you some football here on this Turn It Up Tuesday NFL Lunch. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. NFL season starts next Thursday with Philadelphia taking on Dallas. Ravens open in Buffalo Sunday night, September 7th. Here to talk about the season upcoming and his annual predictions record-wise and beyond from USA Today's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Nate Davis. Nate, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us as always here in Baltimore.
Good to be with you guys. Hope all's well.
It seems like only last year, Nate, we were going through this exercise of your record predictions, and here we are yet again. You're kind of the Ravens, which we'll get to, but when you were looking at each team in the divisions in total, what division, in your opinion, might not produce the Super Bowl champion per se, but might be really competitive from week one through week 17?
I think maybe the NFC West to me maybe is the most interesting, and that I think that that division might have the smallest discrepancy between first place and fourth place. And I think you could, you know, make a case for any of those teams to win it. Maybe a couple get in. 49ers have the soft schedule, and I think everyone expects them to rebound this year. But I mean, they are going to be missing Brandon Ayuk at the beginning of the season and some other guys. So, the Matthew Stafford back thing is a wild card with the Rams. And then I think the Seahawks and the Cardinals are probably teams that we don't talk about enough. But, the Seahawks fell a tiebreaker short of the playoffs last year. I like some of the things they've done. And I think the Cardinals are kind of quietly on the come. So that's one to me that, you know, that NFC West may not get a lot of national headlines a lot of the time. But I think it's a really, you know, maybe the most competitive division anyway, top to bottom.
So, Nate, you're not buying Michael Penix and the Falcons, it looks like. And Bryce Young, they're making a little progress this year, it looks like, in your eyes.
Yeah. I mean, that division, you know, I don't regard it the same as the NFC West, many, but I think you could probably make an argument for three of those teams to win it. I like the Bucks. I think, obviously, they've kind of earned, you know, the perennial division winner status. But, I mean, if you look back just like the last 3 years, I think their average margin of winning that division is one game. And, you know, they're going into the season without Godwin. They're going into the season without Wirfs, new offensive coordinator. So if they struggle out of the gate, you know, I don't know if they're going to have that much margin for error. I don't understand why the Falcons haven't played. Same thing with J.J. McCarthy. I don't really understand why McCarthy and Penix haven't played more, given they're basically rookies this season and they've been given the keys. But, we'll see what happens with them. And I want to like the Panthers more, but I do like the strides they made on offense last year, but I just need to see that they can stop anybody defensively this year.
Now, Trevor Lawrence, looks like you're not seeing them making a big recovery this year.
I think I had them at 8-9.
Yeah.
I think that they've got some variance. You know, I mean, Liam Cohen's a rookie head coach, so we'll kind of, you know, he's going to have a bit of a learning curve, but we know what the impact Well, you know, you want to say the impact he had with Baker Mayfield last year. I mean, Baker had his best season, but the Baker was pretty good, you know, the year before with Dave Canales as well. But I'm curious to see what Liam Cohen can get out of Trevor Lawrence kind of in their first year of the partnership. I mean, I like that team. I mean, they were, you know, division champs 2022, I think, and then just kind of finished the game back the next year. And then, you know, the bottom fell out for them, obviously, last year when Trevor got hurt. But, I mean, there are some good players on that team. And, you know, similar to the NFC South, I think that division is fairly winnable. I mean, I think Houston is kind of the prohibitive favorite, but I don't think they're a powerhouse by any means. I think if the Jags have some things come together there, that they could definitely make a run at them.
Now, Nate, it looks like the Ravens win their division by more than anybody else. You know, three games separate them from – oh, Buffalo. Yeah, Buffalo. Yeah, the Ravens in that division, they're up three games in that division. I'm guessing you're not buying the Bengals' defense.
Yeah, you know, I wrote about Trey Hendrickson yesterday. I mean, to me, the Bengals are kind of just the more expensive. I mean, I think that they were smart to keep Trey Hendrickson. I think they had to. Probably should have kept him longer than 1 year. But I think they're basically a more expensive version of the team that they were last year. And I think both the Ravens and Steelers have gotten better while the Bengals have, you know, re-signed guys, extended guys that they needed to. But, you know, they haven't done the other stuff, I think, to take that roster to the next level. So yeah, I mean, I think generally, you know, in my opinion, you know, this division, you know, the way it washes out is going to probably look pretty much the same as it did last year, is my projection.
So nobody's really made a huge jump over last year looking at it. You know, maybe, what, the Packers up and the Lions down a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I wish, and I try to be kind of be true to the projections. You know, I wish there were more. You know, we know we always get that first last place team that goes to first this right. year, and that would be San Francisco. But it's kind of hard to see who that is right now. And obviously, you can't project injuries. I do have the Packers are really the only team in the NFC North enjoying any level of continuity. And we heard all the Matthew Golden buzz, and seems like Jordan Love's, you know, left thumb is not really an issue. So. I like them to have a big year, and you know, I really think that Detroit is going to have a bit of a regression, losing those coordinators and six other assistants. Still a team to be contended with, but I don't think this is the year that they're probably going to break through. So yeah, Green Bay was one team I definitely moved up, and you know, I did have the Broncos coming over the Chiefs. You know, we'll see about that. You know, one thing about the Broncos is I think they catch Kansas City. I think they have Kansas City at home. When the Chiefs are coming off the bye, and then they go to Kansas City on a short week for Christmas, so that's not great for them. But I do wonder if the Chiefs come back. I mean, given you guys know that 15-2 finish last year was kind of done with bubble gum and baling wire, so I do think, you know, an 11-6 Kansas City team could actually be better than a 15-2 team last year overall. But I think this could be the year that maybe they don't win the division. We'll see.
Nate Davis, USA Today, having some NFL lunch with us. Vinny at Haiti, 105 7th Bay. Getting back to the AFC East, where Buffalo's far and away the team to beat, and I think we all kind of know that. But record prediction aside, and you don't like the Dolphins at 5-12. Nate, is that contingent or assuming that Tua gets hurt? And if that's the case, why has this team gone from like the happy team on the rise a couple years back when Daniel just took the job to a team that, if they're 5-12, could be totally cleaning house? What has happened in Miami where they're trending in the wrong direction right now?
Yeah, you know, Mike McDaniel and their GM Chris Greer got the kind of the vote of confidence. You know, what let's call it, the dreaded vote of confidence after last year. I think they finished 8-9. You know, I wouldn't project an injury for Tua, but we all kind of know his history. I just kind of worry that, you know, to me, and I'm not calling them soft, and I know a lot of people have, but. You know, their offensive line is an issue, and then certainly given Tua's history, I think that's a major issue. Some of the things Tua has said this year about Tyreek Hill kind of makes you wonder about the chemistry, the things other people kind of said about the way that building runs. And you know, they gave up some talent. I mean, they let Javon Holland go. They let Jalen Ramsey go. I think they let more talent out of that building than they've let in or they've brought back in. And, you know, maybe – yeah, they're definitely hoping that it's addition by subtraction in some cases. But I mean, the track history of this team is that they don't beat good teams, they don't win on the road, they don't win in the cold. They start fast and they finish poorly. And I just think maybe we're going to see an accelerated version of that, particularly since I think they're going to run up against, you know, a lot more gritty physical teams with the Jets and the Patriots. And certainly, you know, I don't think anyone's going to argue that the Dolphins are orders of magnitude behind the Bills.
Hey, Nate, when do we see Jackson Dart for the Giants?
Yeah, that's a great question, Vinny. I mean, I think their bye is like in week 12 or week 13. I tend to think it's not going to be that late. You know, I think you let Russell Wilson do what he's going to do for the first couple of weeks. And I mean, I will say, you know, I think I had the Giants at 2-15.
Yes.
And that projection was made before the preseason started. But I mean, you look at their schedule; it really is hard to find wins for them, and it is the hardest schedule statistically based on last year's records, I think, in the league. But I do like the talent, the young talent that they brought in there, but. I don't know, man. I think it's going to be hard if they start, you know, 1-4, 2-5, whatever. I think it's going to be hard for Brian Daboll to resist the calls to bring in Jackson Dart. But you also kind of have to wonder, you know, what are the conversations going on with Daboll and Shane and John Mara? Because, I mean, they've got some talent there, but, you know, is he going to push them or rush them to get Dart in the field, which is certainly, I think, what the fans are going to want to see this year.
Nate Davis, USA Today. Nate, as always, appreciate the time. Go to usatoday.com and look at Nate's record predictions for the 2025 season. By the way, he's got the Ravens and Packers in the Super Bowl. So, Nate, if the Ravens don't make the Super Bowl, you know who we're blaming, right? That's going to be you.
Yeah. Lamar.
All right, Nate, we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Bill.
Yep, Nate Davis, everybody. We'll come back. It's the American League East Report. And then Vinny's projected 53-man roster. This is going to be fun. Stick around.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bruh.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Time for the American League East Report here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. And the 2026 Orioles schedule's out. Times to be determined, of course. But the Orioles will open the next season at home, 26th of March, against the Twins. And then the Rangers will come to town. And then first road trip will be at Pittsburgh and at Chicago. Coming into town from the West Coast in, well, the April then. We San Francisco and Arizona. Probably no Corbin Burns coming back from Tommy John surgery. But we'll break down the schedule in full detail in due time. The season ends next year, by the way. Late September 27th to be exact, at New York So as I was saying to Nolan off the air, maybe the schedule makers will say, well, the Orioles will be back and we'll get this big old fancy series between Baltimore and New York to end the 2026 season for those of you who are looking ahead to next year. But we look back yesterday in the American League East while the Orioles lose to the Red Sox 4-3. Jarren Duran hit that three-run homer in the sixth off of Tomo Sugano, gave up the home run to Anthony to lead off the game. Colton Cowser had a big day, homer three ribbies, producing all of the Orioles' offense. Birds, unfortunately, 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. Good news, Wolfram and Martin, three innings out of the bullpen, one hit, five Ks, no runs. Unfortunately for the Orioles, they've lost 4 out of 5 after a little uprising there. So the Birds tonight, Kyle Bradish makes his return to the rotation. First time since June 14th of last year. He was 2-0 with a 2.75 before the injury, Tommy John surgery. Orioles are 60-71 on the year, 31-34 here at home. Boston 72-60, 31-35 away from Fenway. Lucas Giolito, he's on the hill. Big righty, 8-2 with a 3.72. First pitch, 6:35. Baltimore baseball tonight coming up tonight at, well, late afternoon, 5:30, as we're live from Pickles Pub, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Me, Nolan, and Jim Hunter getting you ready for game two of this series. Birds trying to be spoilers and welcome back Kyle Bradish, hopefully with a little run support. That's always nice to have if you're a pitcher. Elsewhere in the division last night, Tampa taking on the fading Guardians, and a guy that's had a monster season with the home runs continues to bash away for the Rays.
To see where Caminero finishes. There's a shot back into left, all the way to the track, and that ball is gone. A 2-1 pitch, and Junior Caminero has hit his second home run of the game to give him 39 on the year.
Dwayne Stats, FanDuel on the call. Push it, 40. Junior Caminero, Diaz goes deep as well. Seymour goes 5 innings of one hit shutout ball with 8 strikeouts. Rays blank the Guardians 9-0. Yankees, after feeling some pain against the Red Sox last couple of days, feeling good about themselves and feeling the pain were the Nats.
Here's Dominguez. Dominguez gives it a ride. Deep right. Cruz back. Turning. And it's gone. Jason Dominguez with his 10th home run of the year. And the Yankees pouring it on. It's now 10-0.
Yeah, the Nats put up 5 in the late stages of the game. Yes, on the call, Dominguez, as you heard, 3-run Jack Rice and Chisholm also go deep. All right, Nolan Schlitler, he gets the win. 6 shutout innings, 4 hits, 8 Ks, back in the Cy Young hunt. Good to hear that, Nolan McGraw. I know you're a big Schlitler fan there.
Yep, he's the flavor of the month.
Yankees, when they bash, man, they go and they hit them home runs, and spurts. Volpe got pined for the second straight day as he's in struggle city right now. Toronto, speaking of bashing away, they were taking on the Twins, who have gone haywire, and the girthy one broke out his whipping stick.
And here's Alejandro Kirk lifting a fly ball to right. He's hit it pretty well, and he's hit it out.
Sportsnet on the call. Alejandro Kirk goes deep. Andres Jimenez goes yard as well. Lucas and Vlad Jr. both drove in two. Max Scherzer, another 6 strong for Toronto, picks up his 5th win of the season. Blue Jays 10-4 over Minnesota. Division action tonight. Tampa's at Cleveland 6:40. Washington back in the Bronx 7:05. And Minnesota is at Toronto 7:07. Orioles and Red Sox, as you know, coming up at 6:35. Standings real quick in Major League Baseball. Blue Jays still 5 up on Boston in the East. Yankees 5.5 out. 10.5 separates Detroit from Kansas City. Scooble got the L last night. Gave up a grand slam to Langoliers. Houston 1.5 up on Seattle in the West. Philadelphia 6 up on the Mets. Brewers 5.5 up on the Cubbies there. And the Dodgers, they win. Padres lose. Dodgers are back up a game on San Diego in the National League's Western Division. And your wild card standings here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Boston, New York, and Seattle are in. Kansas City, they're 4 back, so separating just a little bit. We're still in August, so it's not dire, but You get the hint. And the Cubs, Padres, Mets are in. The Reds, they're 2.5 back after they pulled to within a half game of that last wild card spot. Orioles again taking on the Red Sox. 5:30, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Me, Nolan, and Jim Hunter live from Pickles. It's going to be a beautiful night again in Baltimore. Come on down and say hello. We'll come back. Vinny's projected 53-man roster coming your way. Cutdown day is today in the National Football League. You want to comment on any of that, feel free to get in. And you want to talk about Bradish coming back, how that makes you feel about the Orioles looking ahead to 2026. And maybe an unexpected absence at practice today for the Ravens, too. We'll get into that.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
John Jenkins, not at practice today for the Baltimore Ravens. Had not been listed on any injury reports.
No.
But Jets Rebeck tweeting this out. And this is Jeff, his tweet, not mine. The new one and potentially interesting practice absence was no tackle John Jenkins, then Ricard, Wade, Guillory, Likely, Jones, Hummel, Isaac, Wanku, Jair Alexander. Awuzie and Andrews are back, though, so there's good news.
Yeah, that's very good news that they're back. With John Jenkins, I mean, when we do my 50, he's on my 53, Bob.
There
Jenkins
you go.
Is.
Let's get it rolling. Vinny Serrato! The Ravens, Nate Davis has predicted, will go 14-3 this year and play the Packers in the Super Bowl. We'll get to more records thoughts from Nate because we just talked to him. But if you didn't read it, we'll share it with you. But let's break it down. The 53-man Ravens roster as seen by you.
Okay, let's start with offense. Two quarterbacks, Lamar and Cooper Rush. And I do have five running backs. I have Henry. I have Ali. You know, after Harb's talked, what, yesterday about all the first team things that Ali's on special teams, figure he's in. Keaton Mitchell, Ricard Justice Hill. That's five, right? Yeah, that's five. Henry Mitchell, Ali, Ricard and Hill. Five running backs, six wide receivers. Flowers, Bateman, Hopkins, Wallace, Tez Walker, and Wester. I think that's kind of been the six all along. I mean, really hadn't. I mean, there's no surprises there thus far. Three tight ends, duh. You know, Mark Andrews, Kolar, and Likely. Nine O-linemen. I got Lindebaum, Ben Cleveland, Corey Bullock, Note Boom, Rosengarten, Vinson, Voorhees, Falele, and Stanley. Feel pretty good about those guys. And you know, when Harbs talks about roles, Cleveland, to me, his biggest role is, one of the biggest is, when they go to short yardage and goal line and stuff, he's that tight end that they put on. And then he's good. What did I think Chris Horton said? He's either good at field goal block or blocking field goals because he's so big. So I like those nine. Anybody else that gets in there? I don't know. I think Vincent's improved. You know, he's raw as raw can be when he got here. And in the last preseason game, coming like down blocks and stuff in a run game, he was showed some balance and he showed some flat back, coming off flat back and stuff. And he's a good athlete. So, and I love Bullock. I love Bullock.
What happens when Jones comes back? Whenever. If it's this year, Emory Jones, third round pick. And is Dellinger practice squad? Another draft pick?
I would say Dellinger would be Bob, with only keeping nine, you probably have four practice squad guys because you got to be able to practice. So I would think that they would, four guys probably for sure on the practice squad. Now, inside linebacker, I got four. I got Roquan, Simpson, Buchanan, Hummel. Those four. Hummel, predominantly special teams. Buchanan, he's going to be special teams. You know, I just don't see. I think Roquan is going to play 90-some percent. I see Simpson maybe playing about 18, 19%. And Buchanan playing a lot of special teams. That's kind of the way I see it. I just don't think they're going to play. They're going to play a lot of DBs is what I see. Speaking of DBs, I've got 11. Wiggins, Awuzie, Armour Davis, Kyle Hamilton, Sanusi Kane, Jair Alexander, Malachi Starks, Bo Braid, TJ Tampa, Ruben Lowry, and Marlon Humphrey. I got those 11.
So you have four safeties, seven corners.
Lowry can go either or. So you could say Lowry's a corner, Lowry's a safety. So I would prefer probably Lowry as a safety more so, and he can do some things in the slot.
So Martin's out in your eyes.
Yeah, I don't have Martin in. I mean, Bob.
Yeah. Jameson Hensley has Martin making the team.
And Bo Braid
He's
not.
Got Bo Braid out.
Yeah. So I think that's what it'll come down to. If Martin's in, Braid's out. I'm just going with special teams. This has nothing to do with the secondary. I'm just going all teams. Braid's a good teamer. Martin, I question team just because he's 5'9", 170. That's what I question. And then D-line, I've got five. I've got John Jenkins, Matabike, Peebles, Broderick Washington, and Travis Jones. I've got those five. So, you know, and if they don't keep Jenkins, are they keeping Brent Urban? I don't know. Or, you know, maybe with Jenkins, Bob, being a vested vet, they can cut him and keep somebody, a younger guy on, and then bring him back on, you know, after waivers. I don't know. We'll see when it's all said and done. And then three specialists with Stout, Loop, and Moore.
Outside linebacker.
Oh, outside linebacker. Sorry. outside linebacker, I had five. Five outside backers. Owe, Tavius Robinson, Ajabo, Van Noy, and Mike Green.
Now, if Isaac's healthy, is he in and Ajabo's out? Because Isaac's not, it's a moot point now. But is Ajabo makes the team because, or Ajabo earned the
I
spot
think,
on
Bob,
the team?
I think, Bob, if that's a case, they might have kept six. I think they'd have kept six. Because Ajabo is, you know, although the plays he's made, he's been unblocked. I think they would have kept six. Bob, I do it. Maybe they would have kept 10 DBs, and then maybe Bo Braid wouldn't have been there because Adisa Isaac was on all the special teams. So I think Isaac would have definitely been on, and I think they would have kept six pass rushers.
And by the way, the only if you're just tuning in, the only reason bringing up John Jenkins in a bubble, possibly not making the team scenario, is not a practice today.
Yeah.
And not that, you know, anyone's explained why he isn't there, and I'm sure what coordinators meet today, right?
It was, no, it was, it's not Harbs. Oh, I think it was it Trent? I'll have to find it.
Because DaCosta's tomorrow at 5:30.
DaCosta is, yeah, tomorrow at 5:30. And I want to, where the hell is it? Primary.
What do you think of the roster as Vinny put it together there? Nolan McGraw. Any issues with, you know, certain numbers here versus picking up an extra
player? T. Martin and Chuck Pagano.
There you go.
Yeah, no, I mean, it sounds pretty straightforward. I think it's funny. A couple weeks ago, we were talking about how hard it would be for the coaches to land on a final 53. And now you get here, and whether it's between injuries or maybe some performances revealing themselves in the last preseason game, I don't know if it's that hard. I mean, outside of maybe what, the secondary, like Keon Martin or Bo Braid, I mean, that feels like the biggest sticking point for some people. Outside of that, I feel like it was a little bit easier than we maybe anticipated.
Well, you know what would have been interesting? Had Longerbeam and Kone not gotten hurt.
Right.
You know, then you've got two drafted guys. And like Bob just said, if Fadiz Isaac didn't get hurt, then, you know, then it's then it would have been really interesting.
Now, we thought, I mean, other people disagreed out there, but at least with the three of us that, you know, it was Isaac over Ajabo.
Yes.
And it wasn't even particularly close.
Right.
So maybe the team would have disagreed, but I think if you go off the Ravens' history, it suggests that they favor the newer player, and with Isaac being a third-round pick just a year ago, Ajabo's had much more time to prove himself, just hasn't done it. So, I don't know. I don't think there was really any way other than the injury that Ajabo was making this team.
A couple of veteran names getting released today. New Orleans, Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Not shocking. You know, I mean, Kansas City took him late in the first round, and he was really good at making people miss at LSU. He would never had speed, and now he just keeps getting less and less and less reps, you know. And I guess he went what, New Orleans, close to LSU. Maybe he could, you know, make it there.
And then Mecole Hardman, a guy who has speed, but been non-productive for the most part. I mean, he'll make his splash plays here or there. Didn't he score the game winner in the Super Bowl, if I'm not mistaken, a couple years ago? Released by the Green Bay Packers, a team that seems to be challenged at the wide receiver spot.
The Packers, the thing with the Packers is they can't keep their receivers healthy, it seems like. You know, and they finally took one in the first round this past year. That's going to be interesting to see. I mean, we had a lot of trades yesterday, very active day yesterday. Doesn't seem like as much stuff going on today. It seems like all the trades and things were done.
Nate Davis, by the way, getting back to his projected records, playoffs, as the Ravens, you know, as the number one seed, beating Pittsburgh in the divisional round, beating Kansas City in the AFC Championship game. So Taylor Swift and her new engagement ring will come back to M&T Bank Stadium because the Ravens are the number one seed. Ravens winning this time. And he's got L.A., the Rams, and the Pack in the NFC Championship game. He's got Philly, the number one seed, but losing at home to the L.A. Rams.
And they almost did last year.
Almost got him, no doubt about it. But you know, if Stafford's back is uncooperating, that thing's going to be totally out of control. But he's got the Steelers going 11-6. He likes Aaron Rodgers. I think he's made that perfectly clear, Nate Davis.
Yeah. I mean, I can see it, Bob. I said either 9-8 or 12-5. You know, I think, you know, if Rodgers is not great or whatever, if Rodgers is old, plays old, 9-8.
We'll do our record predictions next week for the NFL. But when we come back, trip through the funhouse, Nolan McGraw, Inside Access takes over at 2, followed by Baltimore Baseball Tonight, live from Pickles Pub, 5:30, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services.
Quick Draw's Funhouse,
sponsored by the Smile Design Center, changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Start with the Orioles. This texter says Colton Cowser starting to heat up a little bit, which is fantastic to see. He needed these recent homers desperately, but the strikeouts probably aren't going anywhere in the long run. As long as he's able to offset it with some power, it'll be okay.
Yeah, and it'd be nice if Ryan Mountcastle started to show some power here in the final 5 weeks of the season. But three homers last couple of games for Colton Cowser. Look, the Orioles are going to need him to be what he was last year for most of the season if they want to do anything. Is he your center fielder of the future? Is he going to be a corner outfielder? What are you going to do with him? I actually thought he was going to catch that home run ball from Duran, yeah, just outside of the reach. But yes, seeing Cowser heat up in what has been a lost season is obviously a good thing, because as you all know, people, what we're watching now is hopefully a glimpse of next season.
Joe in Baltimore says, why is Jackson Holliday still in the leadoff spot on a daily basis? I think it's ridiculous. You notice how many pitches someone like Dylan Beavers is able to take in his average at bat. Far more than the usual first pitch swing attack from Holliday.
Well, when your manager says 2 months ago he's going to be our leadoff hitter for the next 5 years, you kind of pigeonholed yourself into that. It's not etched in stone that that has to be. Got the day off Sunday, and Cowser actually let off with a single, then got doubled up. But maybe a reset lower in the order could help him out. But if you're committed, you know, stay committed, I guess. I don't know.
Over to the Ravens, this texter here says, big year coming for Jalen Armour Davis. I don't think Alexander or Awuzie will be on the field much, and this is finally Armour Davis's shot to make an impact in the NFL. Of course, his health is far from a guarantee, but just watching him in the preseason, I see a more energized player, someone playing for their football life.
I don't know if he's playing. I don't see a guy that's playing for his football life. I just see a guy who's playing confidently. You know, and he's making a ton of plays on balls, knocking balls away and stuff. And he's been doing it all training camp. So he's had a hell of a camp. And just knock on wood that the kid can stay healthy, because he is a talented player. And like you said, they're going to need him.
How about this one here on one of those roster decisions coming this afternoon? Texter says, if Keon Martin didn't have the pick six in the game last week, would anyone be calling for him to make the roster over Bo Braid? I didn't see anything that stood out besides that interception, which was a gift from the quarterback anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good read.
But I think Harbs had talked about him the week before.
Yeah, and he's done well in the practices and stuff. 38 shows up, you know. So was it a, maybe to fan bases, maybe, but not probably to the coaching staff. He was probably under somewhat consideration, and who knows, he may be on it. But I just, like, for special teams, like I said, I don't want 5-9-170 on my coverage units.
All right, I promised we would get to it. So today, four more tickets to the Maryland State Fair. Chance to win today. Of course, we're giving them away tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, plenty more opportunities. But for today, this is your only shot. 410-583-1057. I'm looking for caller number 8, 410-583-1057.
How about that? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Joe Lunardi, his last, as he said, way too early bracketology for the upcoming season, as Maryland, the ninth seed in the East region, where Duke looms as a possible second-round opponent down in Washington. Well, the regionals in Washington. It would be in Greenville, North Carolina.
Come on, man. Why you got to do that? I think it's North Carolina. Whatever. But Maryland being in the tournament after losing their entire coaching staff and entire roster from a team that made the Sweet 16. Can't wait to feel the buzz. We'll be talking to Jim Smith on Thursday. We get to introduce ourselves to him and ask him some interesting questions about how to get Heinies in the seats at CQ Stadium as Maryland football starts Saturday against FAU. But we're done. Inside Access coming up next. BBT at 5:30. Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk good morning for now. Classes, man.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.